Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and David Hobbs Honda. It's my pleasure to welcome in person here at Road America for NASCAR weekend. It is Dave Coleman from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Always a pleasure. I'll turn you up here, tan here. And, this is a pretty cool event. Now, was this year 10, I think?
This is year 10, yeah.
And it's a neat event. They added the Stadium Super Trucks. They have Formula 3, which is kind of like Sesame Street, one of these things don't belong
here.
But, hey, you know.
Kids, cool. It's a cool series, though.
It is, yeah. Yeah, and of course, the Trans Am series. And pretty cool with the drivers. They have a Can-Am series. You know, you got some Chris Dyson in there. You have Boris Said, who's one of the most popular drivers out there with the set heads and that. And then, you know, Aaron Pierce in the USAC rank. So, I mean, it's pretty neat. You got some local guys in there, like Jeff Courtney and that. So, I mean, it's fun that way. What's your overall opinion, of the event?
I think, you know, you pointed it out. This is the most diverse motorsports weekend of the year, I think, anyway. Mm-hmm. Which is cool. I like that. That's always been one of the things, you know, I've been doing this. This is my 30th season. One of the things I've enjoyed most
Hasn't been that long.
It has been that long. If I was seeing the same people every week, I would have fallen off the face of the earth 15 years ago.
All right.
So to have this variety is kind of cool. And, you know, it's a little bit, I think it's good for NASCAR fans to see that open wheel cars actually exist, and this is how they go on. And, you know, the Trans Am thing, it's, you know, it's similar enough, but it's different enough too. So I think that's great. I this is a fun event, and hopefully we get some interesting racing tomorrow.
And
today,
if you think of it too, I mean, Road America, you got IndyCar, you have IMSA, you have NASCAR. I mean, you have the whole kit and caboodle. There's been the Cup discussion. Now, the Cup discussion makes a lot of sense in 2010, 2012, 2013, but right now, if you're Road America, do you really want to put in all the infrastructure that's needed for a Cup Series, or are you just happy with the Xfinity Series at this point?
It's a quandary, no question about it. The thing about it is, let's be honest, Road America does not need a NASCAR event to exist. It needs a successful NASCAR event if it's going to have one. It needs fans to come out. It needs it just needs to make business sense if you're going to do it, and that's whether it's Xfinity or trucks or Cup or whatever, whenever. So it'll be interesting. I mean, next year is a date change again. Let's see what happens. Let's see if this place fills up.
It's an easy date to remember, at least 8/8/20. Right, obviously.
I now remember it. Thank you.
Okay. You gave me a look. You got me. Wait, no, I'm pretty sure that's what they said. Because they already announced a title sponsor for the race next year. Henry's guns, guns, rifles, I guess.
Yeah, Henry's Repeating Arms. They're an East Coast company, but do a bunch of their manufacturing in Rice Lake. So huge. They do have a huge presence in Wisconsin, and they've been a sponsor out here for a couple of years in various ways.
And that is so big for a track. If you're going into the winter and you have a title sponsor, which, you know, it's not the easiest thing to get nowadays, especially at a decent price. I mean, there's a lot of title sponsors, but let's face it, when a track is announcing a title sponsor like 10 days before the event, they're not getting mucho bucks off of that.
Exactly.
So mostly it's a trade-off or who knows what. But, yeah, it's for Road America, I mean, things are looking very well. And Mike Kircher, the new president, is, you know, he was doing a lot of smiling in the press room earlier. So
he inherited a good thing.
Yeah,
the progress that's happened out here in the last whatever decade, two, with George Bergenthes. It's been great. The place has never looked better as a facility. Business-wise, it seems to be in really good shape with some big weekends and some potential weekend, you know, some potential to make other weekends bigger. So it's a good time to be Road America, I would say.
And to be honest, with the changes that are coming to NASCAR, which there are changes coming financially, from a whole different point of view, monetarily and everything else, you wonder, will there be a point where NASCAR goes to Road America? Okay, usually for a cup race, we request this, but how about if we only do this? And, you know, do you see a scenario where NASCAR, in order to get the Cup Series here, makes a pitch? Not next year, but we're talking like 2022.
Right. There's a ton of business changes going on. The other thing to remember, everything's a negotiation. That's mm-hmm. what business is. But, when that possibility first raised, when the then Nationwide Series, I guess, or mm-hmm. was it still Busch? I forget. Nationwide. When it first arrived here and did well, I mean, some of the groundwork was laid
sure.
for the infrastructure. I think you see some paths through the woods that might turn into roads really quick if you mm-hmm. had a need. So I think if that were to make sense to everybody business-wise, it could happen. The turnaround could be pretty quick.
Yeah, interesting. And anybody who follows Dave Coleman on Facebook or social media, you've become a heck of a photographer. Very jealous of that. But you posted something. This is pretty interesting. And I wonder this myself. I'm quoting Mr. Coleman here. As a woman at St. John's pointed me toward the condiments, I was pretty confident they hadn't moved. I pondered how many bratwursts I must have eaten at Road America over the years. An average of 2 doubles per weekend. Average of 3 weekends per year, probably closer to 4 times 30 seasons. I should be sponsored by Lipitor.
Or Johnsonville.
Or Johnsonville, yeah. But, the food here. I was here with the Bill Michaels show earlier today, and we had a gentleman here, Nelson, and he volunteered to, can I get you something? I said, well, yeah, if you want, just give me a burger and fries. You know, okay, whatever. And I'm not a big French fry guy. I'm only a couple places I like with fries because I'm kind of fussy. So he brought in some fries, and I'm expecting track fries. You know, mm-hmm. I think these were probably one of the best fries I ever had. I was like, whoa, they're kind of like they're thin cut, but they're like the one of those fries you used to get at Shakey's. What did they call those things? Those big thick fries.
Oh yeah.
But they were thin though. They sliced them like they took them like that, and then they sliced them again thin. They were so good. It's like, and what's neat about, and you know, we always hearken this. Whenever we have a driver on or something, we always go, you know, you brats, cheese curds, what's the, you know, and everybody too always just says the food is so good here. And supposedly St. John's, which is in the center paddock, is getting an upgrade next year. So it'll be interesting to see how that looks next year.
Boy, I tell you what, I've been coming here long enough that I think a double used to be $5.50, and now it's up to $8, and we'll see what
the only thing,
expansion improvements, if I'm paying for those too.
But the only thing I'm mourning is the old red beans and rice. I wish they would bring that back. Yeah, see? The Peanut Gallery agrees, and I know there's one person in Indianapolis that agrees with me with that too. So, Dave Coleman with the photography, and you're also a birder, a fellow birder. I really appreciate that. Do you keep track of the birds you see every year?
Oh no, I'm not that advanced.
I did that one year, and I was I hit 50 something for in my backyard, which I was really impressed. Unfortunately, I haven't even come close since then. But
I had 50 sparrows this morning helping to feed the squirrels by knocking everything out.
Oh, don't you hate it when they do that? Yes.
But yeah, it's been a cool hobby, and you get to see. And it's funny because since I've been paying a little closer attention, I've been up here, you know, in turn six and looked up, and there was a red-tailed hawk kind of circling it. geez, I'm pretty sure he knows me from a bunny, but I don't want to find out the hard way.
You know, a couple of years ago, I'm just about to leave for work, and I look in the backyard, and there's a scarlet tanager.
Nice.
It was almost as I was almost excited about that as, remember it back in the day when you'd be driving up Greenfield Avenue, you hear a race car on the track. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, because that was always kind of like they made a movie out of it about birding, about looking for a particular bird, and that's one bird I had never seen, a scarlet tanager, which if you've ever seen one, you'll never forget it because it is so bright. It's like a Granatelli turbine car. That's how bright it is for our racing fans.
Way to bring that around.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
so
nice. Well, no, that does play into where we are.
Yeah.
Because this is, while it's a racetrack and a beautiful racetrack and a well-designed racetrack that's withstood the test of time, it's also in a park. You know, it's in just this gorgeous area where you do get to see a lot of things.
Sure.
Besides people sunbathing and race cars.
I brought my cousin up here. She had never been up here. Her husband had been up here a couple times. Her first time, she's been to a couple of racetracks and that. In fact, she was down at Indianapolis and that, but this was her first time Road America. And she was flabbergasted. Oh, just everything is so nice. And she goes, it's like a park. And she goes, she kind of mentioned, kind of said, yeah, you're at a racetrack, but I'm really enjoying myself because of where I'm at. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the big attractions to Road America is that, we're going to a race. All right. But I think one of the reasons I heard somebody mention this now, I wish I remember who it was. You can always make the decision. The husband usually makes the decision if they're going to a racetrack. But it's the wife or the girlfriend that decides if you're coming back. So
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Said that, about this place is there's just, if it gets too hot, well, you go find some shade. If it's if you're cold, then find the sunniest spot you can find and or take a walk. Yeah. You'll find a hill to climb. You'll warm up in her.
You certainly will. Yeah. First time here, I didn't know that you could drive around. I mean, this is my first time at Milwaukee Mountain Hills Corners. I come here. We parked at turn 14. We walked around the track twice. Couldn't do that today. But Dave Coleman, really appreciate it. What's the best way to look up your stuff?
Probably Twitter is the easiest way to. I do a lot of links there. It might be quicker. It's Dave Coleman, two N's.
Mm-hmm.
But jsonline.com is you'll find everything there if you go to sports and then motorsports. So there's a lot of ways to find me. You can Google. Remember the Google machine? We can find stuff.
Yes.
You'll find me like I said on Twitter on the Journal Sentinel site, which is JS Online, and they still sell newspapers.
Yes, they do. I've heard that rumor.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you grab a newspaper, and especially on Monday, because Dave will have all the information. Even if you came to the race, you might not know about. So,
Of course, that would be Sunday.
Sunday.
Because,
yes.
Trust me, I
still think I'm still racing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep. Yep. I understand.
See, that's why you're where you're at. I'm over
that's
here.
That's why I had the wrong day in the paper. On Friday. Friday's results in Friday's paper was pretty impressive.
That is.
The fact that I just didn't know what day of the week it was.
Anyway. Dave Coleman, thank you for joining the show. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Dave Coleman on Journal Sentinel. Make sure you check his good stuff out. You're listening to Final Inspection Show brought to you by Legendary Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.